Texas Senator and Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is on a six-day, 28-county tour of Iowa. He's hoping to solidify his lead in the polls a month ahead of the February 1st caucuses. Hundreds of voters have been turning out at venues in small towns across the state, as we hear from Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell.
At a Christian bookstore in Boone, volunteer Benjamin Doran hands out sign-up sheets for the Ted Cruz campaign.
We're just trying to get names, numbers, and email addresses.
And folks, can we slide this way a little bit so we can get people out of the cold?
Yes.
It was standing room only at each small venue on day one of the tour. Cruz served up his conservative agenda on guns, national security, and immigration to appreciative crowds.
There are in America today roughly 360 jurisdictions that call themselves sanctuary cities. Every single one of them will find their federal tax dollars cut off.
With that, the Cruz campaign is attracting some of the state's most conservative voters, including Tea Party types and evangelicals. And voters who consider themselves constitutionalists say Cruz is their man. Luann Geddes, a homeschool mom from Kelly, says the nation has strayed from the founding fathers' intentions.
For one thing, education. I mean, first of all, there was no public provision for education. I'm also concerned about parental rights and religious liberties.
Geddes signed up as a precinct captain for Cruz. In Carroll, retired home builder Jerry Canals agrees with both the constitutionalists and the evangelicals.
I believe in the 10th Amendment, and where the federal government is only allowed to do certain things, and they've completely crossed the line. They're just into everything. And if they can get this far, then there's no reason that they can't regulate almost everything that we do. I believe in freedom of religion, not from religion.
Iowa 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King accompanied Cruz. King is a match for Cruz in his zeal to stamp out illegal immigration, and both have angered their colleagues in Congress. In an interview on the campaign bus, Cruz calls that a point of pride.
You know, you and I are sitting right now in our campaign bus. Next to us is Iowa's own Congressman Steve King. And I'll tell you, Steve and I are both despised by the Washington cartel. I've joked that both of us need food tasters in the members' dining room.
Along with King, Cruz served up sarcasm and scorn on Hillary Clinton, and there was some trash talk about government overreach.
You know, I'm reminded a few years back, I was out in West Texas, and I asked folks there, I said, what's the difference between regulators and locusts? I said, well, the thing is, you can't use pesticide on the regulators. And this old West Texas farmer, he leaned back, said, wanna bet?
To focus on evangelicals at a stop in Winterset, Cruz appeared with conservative Christian leaders and said he wants to energize the body of Christ. That works for retired teacher Joe Winslow.
Yes, I believe in Christ, I believe in God, and I want a godly president.
Meanwhile, local officials confirm that Cruz is excelling at organization to ensure a good turnout on caucus night. County Republican Chair Craig Williams says Cruz has captains in every precinct in Carroll County, more than any other candidate.
Well, we don't have that many precincts, so it's not terribly difficult to do, but it is definitely a sign that they've got their act together at this point.
His campaign is probably one of the best organized I've ever come across.
And that's Guthrie County Republican Chair Myrna Gibbons. That organization apparently extends all the way to Missouri Valley in far western Iowa. A crowd there turned out at 10:30 p.m. for the last campaign stop of the day. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.